So, as Stu said, that I will talk on my GR code. So, because I have never talked my detail of my GR code, except for in Japan, so this is a very good opportunity to talk on detail. So, in this talk, I will talk on the, first of all, I talk on the Einstein field equation I used and the hydrodynamic equation I used. And then I'll talk about the gauge condition, which I adapt at present, but maybe, yeah, not tentative one, so. And then I'll present some test simulation for, to test that, to check that these gauge conditions work well. And if we have time, so I will talk about some physical result, recent physical result. So, first of all, I will talk on the why we use the so-called modified ADM equation. So, content is essentially the same as Miguel talked, but I prepared, so I will talk very briefly. So this is the vacuum linear Einstein equation, and so we include beta now, because if we choose some special gauge condition, for example, if we choose harmonic gauge condition, this factor completely cancels, so we don't have any problem. But I believe in general we have problems, so we modify ADM gauge condition. And the following explanation is slightly different from the third Miguel talks, but essentially the same. So for getting solution of this one, so we can decompose HIJ like this. So, and this A is a scalar function, and C is also a scalar function, and B is a vector function. Vector means that the divergence B is zero, and HIJ is a transverse path. Such decomposition often used in cosmological context. So, first of all, I note that the trace of this one can be written as like this. So, and divergence of HIJ can be written as like this. And these variables are independent of TT path of HIJ. Then, so we have decomposed equation for HIJ like this. So, of course, so for TT path, we have wave equation. And for A, scalar, we have scalar wave equation. But for C and B, so we don't have wave equation. And this is not a problem if constraint is completely satisfied. I mean that Hamiltonian constraint is written like this, so Laplacian A equals zero, and momentum constraint is written like this. So if Hamiltonian constraint is satisfied and momentum constraint is satisfied completely, exactly, so in this case A equals zero and B equals zero. So, and if A equals zero, so C equals zero, so we don't have any problem. But in numerical simulation, constraint is violated because of truncation error or boundary effect. In such case, so A is non-zero. So in this case, so if C is zero initially, so C grow linearly with time, so this is essentially the same as a result with Miguel found. So C grow linearly, so this means that the system may become unstable. So it is still possible to cure this unstable model, so by imposing the appropriate boundary condition. But so 50 years ago I constructed a code, but I don't know how to cure such code, so this is a reason why I modified the ADM condition. And the prescription of modification is proposed by Nakamura, so 15 years ago. So, but many people often ignore this difference, so I'd like to ask to cite this difference when we cite the modification, modified version of ADM system. So he suggests that, so we define new variables, so HKK and the divergence of HIJ like this. So remember that this can be written by, so gauge, in essence, gauge variable like this in this decomposition method. So This means that these are gauge variables. So if we kill appropriately this gauge mode, so we don't have any, we should not have any problem. So Nakamura found that such a fact so 50 years ago. And he used that this variable. In this case, so linearized Einstein equation become like this. And evolution equation of a trace path HKK become in this form. So, and if we use so this is a rich scalar tensor, rich scalar in 3D flat space. And if we use so momentum, so Hamiltonian constraint is that if we use some Hamiltonian constraint, this becomes zero. So we have a this equation in the linear order. So this means that phi is a nonlinear term in the linear approximation. So in this case, this can be regarded as a zero. So, and we also have a evolution equation of Fi from the momentum constraint like this. And using the Hamiltonian constraint, phi become nonlinear term, so this means that Fi is also nonlinear term, so this means that these are nonlinear term. If we use this system instead of the original system or this equations. So by introducing this variable, so we have a simple wave equation for HIJ. So in this case, so this is a wave equation, so we have no stability problem. And this is a wave equation, so it's easy to, in a sense, it's easy to impose boundary condition at outer boundary. So this is a leaf. So this is a fact Nakamura found about 50 years ago. And this is the original version, but there are many so variation, many versions. For example, Thomas talked about, on Monday talked about one version, and I use another version. So first, so this is essentially the same as Thomas used. So I define this tilde, gamma is tilde from original gamma. So this means that so phi, so in the linear order, phi is essentially the same as the trace part of HKK. So we extract the trace part by imposing this one. And I introduce the traceless part of the extension curvature, and then write the equation so in the form. So I mean that I write the equation for gamma is tilde and AIJ tilde, and I also solve the equation for phi and k independently. So if we adopt this equation, so we extract this, so in a sense, scalar part or trace part of the metric. So one another prescription is that for calculating Rij, so I use some trick, so as I said before. So Rij is decomposed by conformal part and conformal part and conformal factor part. And gamma tilde ij is written like this. So this is the linear order, and another one is the nonlinear order of hij. I rewrite this one into using Fi like this. So, and we solve momentum constraint equation. So we make an equation for Fi from the momentum constraint, and in this case, so system becomes stabilized, as I said before. So another trick is that I have never talked is how to compute R here. So we have two options. One is that use the Hamiltonian constraint to realize each scalar. The other is that directly compute from the, so by taking a trace of this equation. So we use a later, this one. So this is very important for why this is very important for guarantee approximately the traceless property of AIJ, because so equation for, let's see the equation of tilde ij. So we have, so if we take trace, so this term becomes zero. But this term is not zero if Hamiltonian constraint is violated. So if, of course, if Hamiltonian constraint is completely satisfied, it's not necessary to use such a technique. But usually Hamiltonian constraint is violated slightly in numerical calculation, so we don't use here Hamiltonian constraint. Instead, we calculate RKK from the, by taking trace of Rij directly. So in this case, so traceless property of tilde Aij is much better. So this is a basic equation for our system. And this is a hydrodynamic equation. So there, so of course it's better to use the hyperbolic system or so shock capturing system, so as Wymo uses. But at present, yeah, Mark is, at present I use a very simplified equation. So I mean that I write a equation like this. So, and I, so to capture the shock, I introduce artificial viscosity. And further simplification is that I assume that I always use the gamma rho equation of state like this. So if so, we change the equation of state. If we like to change the equation of state, we have to change the equation for energy equation. So this energy equation is derived from the assumption of this equation of state. Anyway, so I, at present I use this simple version of the equation motion. So then I talk about the gauge condition I used. So basically I use the gauge conditions, so FAT, Jimmy and Larry proposed about 20 years ago. So I mean that basically I use the K called maximal slice and minimal distortion gauge. But as you know very well, so equation for alpha derived from this one, and the equation for minimal distortion gauge is very complicated. So I modify so this equation slightly for cheap computation. So for solving this, in solving this equation, it's very expensive for computation. And as I say later, so this set of the equation has some drawback in the collapse problem. So I slightly modify when matter collapses to be a black hole. So I talk detail. So first of all, so I talk about the maximal size, my modified or approximate maximal size. So motivation is come from like this fact. So of course, so it's desirable to use the maximal size to avoid the contingent singularity. But probably this is true, so we don't always need the k equals zero exactly. For example, if k is oscillate around zero, this may be okay, I think so. Probably it's okay. Also, if k deviates slightly from zero, for example, like this, even in this case, so if k is small enough, k is related to the change rate of the gamma, something like this. So if k is small enough, so change rate of gamma is very large. So, and if this one is much larger than dynamical time scale, so maybe it's okay. So from this motivation. So I solve the equation in this form. So first I make the equation in this form. So note that if this is a zero, so alpha, if we solve the equation for this is zero, alpha become a maximal slice alpha. But I make an equation like this. And we add the term like this term. This is a less mass density. So this means that this is the inverse of dynamical time scale. So I.
What derivative is that? Partial lambda?
This one? So this is control parameter. So I solve this equation. So for example, about 10 or 100 steps. So and if we solve lambda, so for up to lambda equal infinity, so this becomes the maximal slice equation. But I only solve only 10 or 100 steps.
Each time, each real time step,
yes.
Is 10 or
100. Yeah, 10 or so, yes. Yes. So 1 is not enough, I found there. So 10 or 30. And more than 100, so CPU time is longer, so I avoid. Yeah.
Don't you need a fairly small lambda time step,
though,
because it's parabolic?
Yeah, very small. So actually, time step is about a few time steps in numerical simulations, so not so large.
But like each time step has to go like a
same
step
but
square, right?
Yes, right. So this is very small. So
but if you
look
these little time steps
still okay, so but one is not enough, so yeah. So some factor is necessary. And yes, so yes. Maybe. So I don't push.
Yeah, typically you put in the over
Yeah, so maybe better one exists, so I use a very simple version, so yeah. So, and this factor, and also I point out that this factor is very efficient, so if, so this becomes zero. So this means that the evolution equation of K becomes like this. And even if K deviates from zero, so K becomes K approach to zero in dynamical time scale, so this technique is, this trick is very effective. And so next is a gauge condition. So first I debut the minimal distortion gauge by original minimal distortion gauge by Sma and York. And this condition is derived from the by taking a minimum of this action. This action is, in a sense, a global change rate of the distortion. And in this case, so we have an equation like this, or like this. So maybe so it's desirable to solve this very complicated vector Laplacian equation, but it's very time consuming. So I change this one slightly. So first, so I change the action slightly. So original one, so we have so root gamma here. But maybe, so we may slightly, we have some rooms to improve, to change slightly. So I change action like this. So I neglect the root gamma here in this another action. So this means that, and I take the variation for this I tilde and to make an equation. So this action can be considered as, can be regarded as so action in the conformal space-time, so conformal space-time, so without any conformal factor. So in this case, so equation becomes slightly simplified like this. So, but even in this case, such factor is very complicated. So I further modify this equation like this. So I mean that here we have many coupling terms between beta and H. H is a gamma ij minus. So H is a gamma ij minus delta ij. So we have many coupling terms, beta and gamma ij. So I neglect such terms, so simply to write this one. So I will show some reason why I choose like this, so later. In any case, so if we have this simplified equation, so we have so technique, decomposition technique like this. So this technique often used in post-Newtonian hydro. So in this case, so equation becomes very simplified like this. And so I adopt this elliptic type equation to impose data. So in this case, so typical CPU time for simulation becomes like this. So for solving metric, typically we need 30%, and for imposing this gauge condition, about 50% is less. This factor is large, but compared with in the case of the minimal distortion gauge, this factor is greatly reduced. Not so large, so compared with solving metric. And so I show some evidence, not proof, evidence for why I neglect the coupling term. So first of all, so in the spherical collapse, so in the spherical collapse with the conformal flat initial condition, gamma ij preserved to the delta ij, so such term never appears. So in this case, so my approximate minimal distortion gauge and true minimal distortion gauge is the same in the spherical case. And so please remember that the minimal distortion become like this. Or in my case, in my so second case, this is zero in the spherical symmetric case with conformal flat initial condition. Oh, the same. And so I neglect the so coupling term between Hij and beta. But if we perform post-Newtonian analysis, this coupling term is higher order, usually so third post-Newtonian order. So we can guess that this term is not so very large. And even in this neglection, so Fi is the divergence of Hij, is approximately zero. So we can expect that it's still useful to extract a gravitational wave in the wave zone. So maybe this approximate minimal distortion gauge could be expected to be really an excellent approximation. Of course, it's necessary to perform tests. But we have one drawback in this gauge condition. Drawback is like explained like this. So this is the evolution equation of Torres gamma. And so we assume that we use k equals zero. So this is zero. So equation for Torres gamma become like this. And if we use minimal distortion gauge, Laplacian, so Poisson equation for divergence beta roughly become like this. And let's consider that the collapse, when matter collapse. In this case, this is a momentum, divergence of momentum negative because of collapse. So this means that this term is collapse. This term is negative. So this means that the beta is positive. So beta, so divergence beta become positive. So this means that the beta expands outward like this. So also the matter collapses inside. So this means that the resolution of collapsing matter become worse and worse. So for numerical simulation, this property is not so desirable.
So is it true of the exact minimum dispersion gauge?
Yes. For example, in spherical collapse, in the case of spherical collapse, we can take a large number of grid, but in 3D, this may become problem.
You mean the
exact?
For the
full
free
method, not the
composite.
The same. So now I use very simple prescription. So the problem happens at the beta R diverge outward. So I extract the beta R appropriately. So by taking gamma. So divergence beta become positive, so gamma become large. So by using gamma, so I extract the radial motion of beta appropriately. So in this case, so situation is slightly modified, improved. And yeah, this is a. Yeah, resolution becomes bad. The physical length between two neighboring coordinates becomes larger and larger, so this means that the resolution deteriorates in some points. So for example, so consider that show this picture. So for example, I like to consider the binary Newton's coalescence. In this case, in this phase, so minimal distortion is completely good. But in the final phase, so we have black hole, so this means that the matter collapses. So in such phase, so the resolution becomes too bad. For example, to determine the apparent horizon. I like to determine apparent horizon, so. But if we use this minimal distortion gauge, so resolution around the black hole forming region become too bad to determine apparent horizon, so we change.
I mean, it looks like the minimal distortion gauge is doing a terrific job on minimizing the distortion, i.e. the shear.
Yeah.
But it's just doing a horrendous job in covering the steady time properly because it's doing very badly on the divergence, which it has no moral authority to do anything.
So minimization, so minimal distortion gauge minimizes the trace free part of gamma ij.
Right.
So we have another part for expansion, so gamma, so trace.
Right.
Yeah. We don't have anything.
Distortion gauge isn't designed to handle this.
Yeah.
But you should use something
else. Yes. Pardon? Maybe, yeah. Yeah. But gauge condition is that only three components. So we have four components now. So this is a problem, I think.
Another strategy could be to refine the grid at any grid.
Yes.
And live with the minimal distortion because it's giving a nice background grid.
Yeah.
And you just refine the grid.
Yeah. So I have to say another thing. So in this case, so So, how to say? So, angular part does not change. So, so we can still suppress the distortion for angular motion. So, anyway, so I. So, I made a combination, but it's necessary to perform tests because this formulation works well or not. So, I will show some test calculation. So which test we need to confirm this formalism good? So I like to propose some test problem which we should perform necessarily. So, our priority for numerical simulation is to perform the coalescing binary Newton stats. So, and picture become like this, so standard picture. So, probably we put the two neutron stars within the innermost circular orbit, and then neutron star become unstable, so collide each other. But up to the collision, up to the margin, so maybe we have still about one orbital period. So this is expected from the orbit around the orbit of test particle around the black hole. So I mean that we need to preserve this orbit stable. Then, so finally merge. And we have two possibilities. One is that we have black hole. The other is that we have massive Newton stars. So the code has to judge which was home, which is home. So this means that the code has ability to judge the stability of rotating stars. So, but this ability, so still shows that my code has this ability. So I don't talk any longer. And if star is unstable, black hole is home. So we have to determine the apparent horizon. So we have to, the code has the ability to determine the apparent horizon. And and my code is a bit up to here, but ultimately it's necessary to perform excision. So to follow the black hole and disk system to see the black hole disk system. But after, in this talk, I will only suggest that the FAT test is necessary for performing simulation from here to here. So I think that the following test is very easy to treat the following test problem. So this test problem is tractable. So one is that, for example, spherical dust collapse. So in this case, we can check that matter collapse correctly. Because we have it's easy to construct the 1D solution. So comparing the 1D solution to the 3D solution, it's easy to check that our code has the ability to check the spherical collapse. And here, so it's possible to check that apparent horizon finder work well. And as I said, that the code should have ability to determine the stability of star. So we should check the stability of a spherical star. And so code has ability to check that the stability of spherical star. Also, we like to extract the gravitational waves in the outer boundary. So this test is very tractable and very useful, I think. So for example, so in this test, we put the spherical star first and then input the quadrupole perturbation. In this case, we can check that whether we can find the F mode oscillation in spherical star. And in this case, the gravitational wave is emitted. So it's possible to check the gravitational wave can be detected at the outer boundary. So, and to see that our code has the ability so to suppress the coordinate distortion appropriately, so we should input the rotating star, and we should check that our code can keep the star, keep the such equilibrium star stable for many rotation periods, and as Stu talked, and this is very easy but very important test. So we put a rotating binary star, which is not so compact, but mildly compact. In this case, gravitational wave emission time scale is long enough, so rotating binary should rotate for a couple of orbits, and we can check. So this is very easy, but very important check. So the code has the ability to keep the stable orbit of binary. So I show some examples. So first, yeah, okay. So yeah, for example, I prepare this star like this. So this is the density and mass relation, and we prepare this star. So this star should collapse, and this star should stable, and this star should collapse. And we can check that such a stability in my code. So this is a case of a stable star. So dotted line is a case for pressure depletion case, and solid line is a case for without any depression for pressure. So we find that the star is stable for about two oscillation period, and this oscillation period exactly agree with the result by perturbation study. And if we input the unstable star and slightly reduce the pressure about 0.5% and 0.1% in this case star collapse, and so on and so on. And so this is a case, spherical star plus quadrupole oscillation. So this is the time evolution of the mean axial radius. And this is x, y. So we input the oscillation for x, y. So x, y axis oscillate. And this period agree with the F mode oscillation of the spherical star. And Z, so we also see the oscillation for Z. In this case, Z oscillation period of Z agree with the radial F mode oscillation. So because M equal to F mode oscillation is not relevant for this oscillation, so we can see like this. Last 5 minutes.
Okay.
Five minutes. So using this code, so I perform simulation. So at present, so I prepare the conformal flat. I use a conformal flat approximation for binary Newton star in quasi equilibrium. So this is not so, maybe this should be improved in future, but at present, we don't know how to make such a exact formulation to obtaining the quasi equilibrium state. So I use this one. And as a first step, I perform the two types of simulation. One is a simulation for rotating binary, and the other is a simulation for irrotational binary. And so some grid size I use is at present like this. So at maximum about this grid size, and typically I use this grid size. And by using small group number, I perform tests. So in a sense, a convergence test, so graph convergence test. So I prepare the star like this. So this is a figure for maximum density, total rest mass as a function of the maximum density. And this is a relation for spherical star. And this is a relation for co-rotating star. And this is a relation for irrotational star. And I will show for result for irrotational star. This is a case, this picture is this one, I1. In this case, total mass is about 44% larger than the spherical maximum mass. So this twice is larger than 44% larger than spherical maximum. And this is the result. So in this case, about 1 orbital period start begin to collide, merge, and finally this become a rotating star. And the final configuration of the in the y equals 0 slice becomes like this. And the final configuration of the angular velocity as a function of the radius becomes like this. So as Stu said that final configuration becomes differential rotating star with toroidal shape. So this is the reason why even this very heavy star can be supported by the by differential rotation. So I mean that it's not necessary the case even if that the maximum total rest mass is larger than, even if total rest mass is larger than the spherical maximum mass, so the star may become a neutron star, not a black hole. And this is a case for. On the other hand, the following one is the case for this one, so very heavy star. So in this case, a star collides for about 1 hour period and then quickly collapses to the apparent collide, quick collapse to the black hole. So if mass is large enough, so star becomes black hole. And this is a final shot. As I see, so final mass of around the black hole is very small. So this means that for some scenario of gamma ray burst, so we need a very large mass around the black hole. But in this case, the mass is very small. So it's in this, so binary neutron star correlation is not so promising for generating gamma ray burst. So at final stage, so about 10.
Inside 10.
In total, so in total here, so about 120. Sorry? 120. So. This is a summary of the summary for the present simulation. So as I show, even if the rest mass is larger than about 1.5 of a spherical maximum mass, so neutron star may be formed, not with a black hole. And of course, this factor can change. For example, if gamma equal, this factor is for gamma equal 2, but if we change gamma, in this case, this factor increases, right? And this is much larger than the maximum mass of the digitally rotating neutron star. And this star is this maximum this massive star is sustained by differential rotation. I mean that shock heating in this problem is not so important. And in the case of black hole formation, disk mass is very small. So this is not so promising for gamma ray burst scenario. And most important summary is that simulation of merging neutron star binary is now under control. Of course, many detailed problems still remain. So for example, treatment of boundary and treatment of the exact initial condition and the treatment of the black hole and so on and so on. But up to the, so at least for early phase of the merging, it's now under control. Thank you.
Okay, if we're going to keep to our schedule, I can only take one or two questions. One more?
I think it's a very impressive achievement that we're going to be concentrating on that. As far as I know, there are three codes that can handle the line sanitation.
Yes, another code. Yeah. I'm waiting for your computation to reconfirm my results. So I'm waiting for your computation. Yes.
Probably a good note to